Life is very curious, she said, and blew smoke from her nostrils. I would have made a good man, but I am all woman and all ugly. Yet many men have loved me, and I have loved many men. It is curious. Listen, Inglés, this is interesting. Look at me, as ugly as I am. Look closely. Inglés, thou art not ugly. Que no? Don't lie to me. Or, she laughed a deep laugh, has it begun to work with thee? No, that is a joke. No, look at the ugliness. Yet one has a feeling within one that blinds a man while he loves you. You, with that feeling, blind him and blind yourself. Then one day, for no reason, he sees you ugly as you really are, and he is not blind anymore. And then you see yourself as ugly as he sees you, and you lose your man and your feeling. Do you understand, guapa? She patted the girl on the shoulder. No, said Maria, because thou art not ugly. Try to use thy head and not thy heart and listen, Pilar said. I am telling you things of much interest. Does it not interest you, Inglés? Yes, but we should go. Que va, go. I am very well here. Then, she went on, addressing herself to Robert Jordan now, as though she were speaking to a classroom, almost as though she were lecturing. After a while, when you are as ugly as I am, as ugly as women can be then, as I say, after a while the feeling, the idiotic feeling that you are beautiful, grows slowly in one again. It grows like a cabbage. And then when the feeling is grown, another man sees you and thinks you are beautiful, and it is all to do over. Now I think I am past it, but it still might come. You are lucky, guapa, that you are not ugly. But I am ugly, Maria insisted. Ask him, said Pilar. And don't put thy feet in the stream because it will freeze them. If Roberto says we should go, I think we should go, Maria said. Listen to you, Pilar said. I have as much at stake in this as thy Roberto, and I say that we are well off resting here by the stream, and that there is much time. Furthermore, I like to talk. It is the only civilized thing we have. How otherwise can we divert ourselves? Does what I say not hold interest for you, Inglés? You speak very well. But there are other things that interest me more than talk of beauty or lack of beauty. Then let us talk of what interests thee. Where were you at the start of the movement?
In my town?
Avila?
Que va, Avila.
Pablo said he was from Avila.
He lies. He wanted to take a big city for his town. It was this town.
And she named a town. And what happened?
Much, the woman said. Much. And all of it ugly. Even that which was glorious.
Tell me about it, Robert Jordan said.
It is brutal, the woman said. I do not like to tell it before the girl.
Tell it, said Robert Jordan. And if it is not for her, that she should not listen.
I can hear it, Maria said.
She put her hand on Robert Jordan's.
There is nothing that I cannot hear.
It isn't whether you can hear it, Pilar said. It is whether I should tell it to thee and make thee bad dreams.
I will not get bad dreams from a story, Maria told her. You think after all that has happened with us, I should get bad dreams from a story?
Maybe it will give the Inglés bad dreams. Try it and see.
No, Inglés, I am not joking. Didst thou see the start of the movement in any small town?
No, Robert Jordan said.
Then thou hast seen nothing. Thou hast seen the ruin that now is Pablo, but you should have seen Pablo on that day.
Tell it.
Nay, I do not want to.
Tell it.
All right, then. I will tell it truly as it was. But thee, guapa, if it reaches a point that it molests thee, tell me. I will not listen to it if it molests me, Maria told her. It cannot be worse than many things.
I believe it can, the woman said.
Give me another cigarette, Inglés, and vámonos.